This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 46. This is the one I'm doing where I'm fucking at the end of my vacation. I think this might actually be a day late, and I have no fucking clue. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on time. And I fucking look down at my, just looked at my watch. I'm like, fuck, I missed a day somewhere. It's fucking how productive my vacation's been, or not, either way, however you want to look at it. Just a fucking week-long fucking debauchery fest of fucking doing jack shit for fucking 9 days in a row. I lost a day somewhere. So, anybody waiting for that one? Probably nobody waiting that day. Yeah, I'm all sorts of fucked up here. So, I'm actually kind of pissed. I'm like, fuck, I just have like 2 days left to do shit. And then I'm like, nope. I fucked up. I go back to work tomorrow night. So, I don't know. Whatever, shit happens, lose track of time. Just 9 days to do whatever the fuck I wanted, and what did I do? I did fucking, played games and barely fucking moved. Pretty much what I felt like doing. Finished up Bloodborne, and I played some Overwatch, and that's about it. Just fucking a shitload of Overwatch, which I'll talk about. I also finished Berserk. I'm getting towards the end of my the Dark Souls phase, so I watched start things off. A little weird. It's a little off. I know. I said last episode, wait to hear the difference. One or the other. One I'm fucking all right and going on vacation, and then fucking this one where I'm like, oh fuck, my vacation's done. Now I'm In a bad spot, I'm like, fuck, what the hell happened? I've pretty much fucking lost time. So let's start things off as always, as is customary with some anime. And I don't know if anybody's picked up on this or not, but for a while here lately, I've been getting into a little bit of the Soul Spirit, the Souls games. I touched on it here and there past few episodes. Digging through some of the deeper stuff after I've gone through the main games, except two, obviously. I haven't done Dark Souls 2, but I finished up Bloodborne. Did fucking 1 and 3 and Demon Souls. But I kept hearing about, as I've been fucking digging through, going through the games, I've been going deeper through, just listening to fucking Dark Souls podcast and read some articles and doing this and that, and just fucking hearing about how the Souls games themselves, what they were influenced by, and what kept coming up as far as, visual stuff, especially Bloodborne in particular. Kept hearing about some manga, fucking Japanese comic, fucking whatever, called Berserk. And then I found a few the movies or whatever. And I don't have fucking time to sit there and read anything, let alone fucking manga. I barely wanted to watch fucking anime, but I'm like, hey, we'll see what this is about, I also remember playing a Dreamcast game a long time ago called Berserk, and I really liked that game. And I was like, "Fucking, I'm pretty sure the whatever the comic and the movie and all that shit. That's fucking it's all based on the same thing." And I really liked the game too. And again, fucking like Dark Souls, and fucking kept hearing, Berserk is fucking that's the influence or whatever. So I'm like, I'll fucking check it out just for the fuck of it. I never heard the Dreamcast game brought up at all. So if they're related, I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I could take like 2 seconds and look it up and just check, but I'm not gonna, cause I'm fucking lazy and whatever. I don't have time. Probably gonna cut this short. Like I said, I'm like, fuck, we used to have 2 days to fucking dick around still. I'm like, nope, this is my last day. I gotta fucking get in my time. And again, it's probably just going to be fucking Overwatch. It's really, like, ridiculous. Probably, like, I probably played a good fucking 60, 70 hours of fucking Overwatch during, throughout the fucking week. So, so let's wrap up some Bloodborne, though, before we get into that, the big one. It's not really big. There's actually not that much to talk about. That's the thing. That's what sucks. It's like fucking like, oh, I could have played this and that, but as I was saying before, I'm like fucking, oh, I can play like Homefront or whatever. I'm like, I don't really want to play a fucking bad game, you know? And I wasn't fucking liking Bloodborne, so I'm like, eh, whatever. Just Overwatch happened to be it. But anyway, Berserk, yeah. I will say again, fucking not an anime fan, but as far as anime goes, I mean, I said, you know, kind of felt obligated. I should probably watch it. As far as anime goes, not too bad. I mean, the art style is a mix, a cool little mix of like hand drawn cartoon that looks it looks like every other anime ever made, and then like, you know, CGI, like computer animated, and like newer fucking, it looks almost like fucking, I don't know, like motion captured. And I'm not sure how they did it, or if they fucking did like, maybe took like some spot that looked like they just straight up took like Lord of the Rings or something, just like fucking, you know what I mean, drew over it type of deal, like fucking the Take on Me video, something like that. I don't know what the fuck you call it, rotoscoping, I think. It almost looked like that, and fucking, you know, again, mix of just fucking like hand drawn shit and like computer animated. It looks pretty good. But of course it's fucking, you know, anime, and it's just, You still got the typical fucking terrible voice acting within, you know, within like five minutes. There's you get one of those wait, is that a girl line? And I'm just like, fuck you, you know what I mean? Of course they say that like fucking right off the bat, and yeah, I was thinking just, you know, fuck, you know, here we go this fucking bullshit. But there's a lot of cool bloody action scenes. Again, I think like Dark Souls, but fuck, you know what I mean? Just kind of before shit went bad in Dark Souls, you know what I mean? You always see like the remains of the fucking giant battles. This is just fucking just a lot of giant medieval armies fighting each other, which is cool. I mean, you can just definitely, again, Lord of the Rings type shit, just fucking guys on horseback and shit, just fucking running into each other, or, you know, Braveheart or something, just fucking lots of decapitations, fucking heads flying off and shit, people getting fucking cut in half. The main character likes to fucking, his name's Guts, and he likes to fucking cut people in half. That's his thing, with a giant fucking sword. But yeah, you definitely see the Dark Souls ties, where some like the again, not so much like story wise. I mean, I guess like later on in the comics or whatever, it gets like more you know, more dark and demony, not as like fantasy, you know. But just these three movies, I think there's only three of them that I could find anyway. The three movies that I watched, it was more like before shit goes down. Like at the end of like the third movie, this shit gets fucking, like, you know what I mean, it just gets all fucked up, and you can see where it's going, like, alright, now there'd be, like, a ton of fucking, like, demons and shit. But this is kind of, like, fucking, it starts off, like, before all that shit happens, so it's just fucking, like, you know, more, like, straight fucking medieval fucking, fantasy shit, not, like, dragons, but just fucking, like, armies and shit fighting. But yeah, you can see like visually definitely where Dark Souls gets some of the influence. One of the first fights in the movie is with a knight, and it's you just look at it and it's the Onion Knight from the game. I mean, the same exact armor, just the big bulbous helmet, like exactly, like, I don't know if that's like an actual like armor thing or just Berserk. That's Berserk, and they fucking Dark Souls took it. I don't know. And you know, and he gets his fucking Onion Knight gets his face split in fucking two, so that was cool. Again, most of the movies are straight medieval combat, and not even a lot of fantasy, besides the typical anime shit where one dude's a hero, and you know everyone's gathering around him, like I heard he killed 100 men. Oh, hey, how? Oh, then another hero character, fights him. Whatever. I mean, that's how anime is. Fucking whatever. Dragon Ball Z shit, I guess. I mean, I never fucking even watched that shit, so I don't know. But so it's just when you think of like typical bullshit anime tropes that the ones that I've seen of the dozen anime that I've seen, I'm like, oh, this is pretty gay. Some of that shit's in there. Just heads up. But it's pretty cool movie or whatever. same shit. You see a lot of the characters. You swear they're girls and they're guys and they're fucking effeminate. And sometimes they're straight up gay, or fucking bisexual or whatever. It's anime. It's how it is. It's just fucking some gay shit, like literal gay shit. But whatever. No big deal. It's just fucking again, just typical anime shit. When the big fantasy reveal comes, it's like they're storming a castle, and they go down in a dungeon, and there's a straight up fucking Taurus demon from Dark Souls down there. I mean, like identical, and again, fucking obviously, the anime and the manga and shit, the fucking Berserk came first, so what? It's just like fucking, it's just like you see it. It's like that's the Taurus demon, like you know what I mean? That's it. It's just funny. It's kind of weird. But a lot for the most part, the first like two of the three that I watched, I think that's the that are there. It's like three volumes, and the two of the three of the. Three of the fucking movies is pretty much almost like straight again, like more Game of Thrones than anything. Just following a mercenary group and some like political figures fucking stabbing each other in the backs again, fucking Game of Thrones type shit. I mean, which is fine, it's okay. Just wasn't blown away by the first bits of it. It was good enough that I'm like, hey, I've watched the first. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll see where this goes. I'll watch the other two, and the second one is just kind of more of the same, more of that fantasy shit. And then later on, it just gets more fucked up as it goes on. And there's a lot of again, it just gets like darker and fucking a lot of torture, a lot of fucking again, typical anime shit. Does get a towards the third, like the very end, the last like third, it's fucking really fucked up. Like it goes into like even like beyond like Dark Souls, just fucking real like surreal, just dark shit. Just fucking they go into basically like hell, and it's fucking just like the visuals of it are cool. It's like the hellscape they're fucking showing. So a bunch of like faces and fucking weird fucking demons and shit, and everyone's getting fucking slaughtered and fucking sacrificed and pretty weird. I mean, weird shit, but pretty cool. And then it just kind of like ends and fucking again. I guess the comic or the fucking whatever. I hate even saying fucking manga. The manga. I guess like that's like still ongoing. I guess it's been going for like whatever. Like. However many years, like fucking 20 years or something, and fucking still going, and fucking I don't think the guy even knows like when it's gonna end or if it's gonna end, but they just pretty much took like the I think it's like the beginning, like the fucking first like arc of it. Now they call it like the golden arc or some shit, golden age arc, some bullshit like that. But that's what the movies are. And again, it's just like, it gets really weird, and it just fucking like ends, and I'm like fucking like, okay, so I guess that's it, huh? But yeah, as far as like fucking the influence of Dark Souls, it's like, yeah, just cool knowing fucking where it came from. Again, I'm not even sure if fucking that's like, identical or there's other shit in that series that fucking Dark Souls took from, but I didn't even get to see, just from the fucking, that arc or whatever, but whatever. It was all right. I'll put it that way. Berserk, it's fucking bloody, a lot of fucking some gay stuff. It's okay as far as anime goes. And that was that. Bloodborne. Left off not too hot on it, to be honest with you, and just fucking just I was just thinking about booting the fucking game up. I'm like, man, this is just fucking... I was just having a hard time with Bloodborne again. I wasn't fucking hot on it when I first played it. And this time through, I'm like, yeah, it looks like they improved a little bit. It's a little bit better, but... you know, the loading time was fucking, better. It wasn't as fucking terrible as when I first played it. It was fucking literally like a minute between fucking loads, and you were fucking constantly fucking traveling back and forth, having to sit through that, and just fucking, you know, every time you die, you fucking sit there, and you're just fucking loading, and pain in the ass, and, again, they did some shit to it with, you know, that's better, and, the frame rate was always fucking awful, and... Seems a little bit better now, but still kind of choppy, but even, like, when it's improved, just fucking, I was just like, man, some of this shit just still sucks. Like, I still have to fucking grind for health, grind the fucking health vials and all that shit. But, you know, I had to fucking soldier on. I'm like, all right, I just gotta get through this, which is fucking weird, because, again, after playing fucking, you know, Dark Souls 1 again, even like Demon Souls, where I'm like, fucking, wow, this is fucking cool. I wanna, you know, again, those games you're always thinking, I'm always thinking, like, fucking, you know, five steps ahead, like, I gotta do this, and Bloodborne just seems like, when I think of Bloodborne, I'm just fucking like, oh, I'm just fucking, like, just lost, wandering around, just fucking trying to find, like, anything to do that I haven't fucking done yet, and just fucking a ton of, like, dead ends, and just all this bullshit, and I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, fucking up, just gotta soldier on, gotta keep going, and, you know, when I was playing, I'm like, dude, I'm like, just super distracted, because I'm just fucking, you know, I'm bored, I'm fucking frustrated, and, you know, I'm checking my phone, I'm fucking, like, looking at websites and shit, and just fucking not into it, and it's not, I don't usually do that, I'm, like, not one of those people, like, at all, you know, usually if I'm playing a game, I'm into it, and I'm totally fucking, you know, just absorbed in it. This is why I fucking, you know, went through, again, an entire week just fucking flew by as whatever, was playing fucking Overwatch. It's just a, you know, dumb online shooter, but, you know, I was just fucking so into it, just fucking time flies, and fucking, you know, Bloodborne, I'm just like, oh, God, like, fuck, what the hell's going on? I'm just fucking, like, looking at my phone, like, any emails, any fucking, you know what I mean? Anything new, fucking, you know, any news, anything going on? But, you know, so again, I'm just like, I was just stealing myself, like, oh, Jesus, here we go, fucking terrible game, like, whatever. But then, you know, I fucking did end up getting the DLC for it called the Old Hunters, which I hadn't played it before. I hadn't even heard too much about it. I remember when it got announced, and it looked pretty fucking stupid. I think it was at, like, some Tokyo game show or some shit, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, here's the Old Hunters DLC. It looked like it was just fucking more of the same shit. Maybe, like, you know, here's a couple new weapons. Here's fucking, like, almost like you're running through, like, the same areas again. Like, I thought it looks fucking stupid. And again, I hadn't heard too much about it. I thought it was just reused areas and shit, and you know, few fights with new hunters or whatever, you know, like the human sized guys. I'm like, that's what all it's gonna be. And it was like $20. I'm like, yeah, come on, I don't know if I want to pay for that, but I figure that's what it's called, like the Old Hunters. You know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh, here's some fucking, you know, a couple new boss fights with these fucking guys, and that was it. And I thought the hunter fights in the game were terrible in you know, the main game. Just again, they're just like the guys that are pretty much like decked out like you are, like how you could be, just fucking, you know, human sized guys. They're kind of quick. They have a gun and a fucking melee weapon. I thought the those fights in the game were fucking terrible. Just fucking, you know, just because a lot of the weapons in the games are fucking weird, fucking like hitboxes and hurtboxes and shit. I mean, like, you know, the whole thing with the game is you can transform the weapons and they'll fucking, you know, and I don't know, when you're fighting somebody, or, you know, they're fighting you, they're trying to hit you, it just seems like the weapons, like, they transform or they bend or whatever, and just fucking, like, their reach is usually a lot further than you fucking think is possible, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm facing the guy with the fucking axe, he's gonna swing it at me, I see the axe, and him swinging it, you're like fucking like, I should be like safe here, obviously, because fucking that's where it looks like it's gonna go. You'll fucking get even further than that, like where you think it would go. It's just fucking like, oh, you get hit, and it's fucking like, oh no, I'm in some fucking bullshit, like, you know, getting juggled or some shit, and just fucking like, just weird. So it's like the perspective or fucking what, or just like the art style, just makes everything fucking just seem like just as weird fucking hurt boxes. Yeah, it was fucking, again, is it like a stylistic thing? Maybe. But as far as like playing the game goes, and, you know, trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing, like from like a mechanical standpoint, you know, and the enemy is like a fucking like chain or some shit, and it reaches for like a fucking mile, it seems like. It's like, dude, this sucks. Like, what the fuck is going on? Again, I can deal with fucking like something like difficult, but when it's something like that where it's like just like, I don't know, like the perspective or like the style is like fucking making it tough to fucking figure what the fuck's going on, like that pisses me off. Especially again, when you get if you die, you get to fucking sit there and grind fucking blood vials. So again, that doesn't help any of the problems. Again, it doesn't like. I was just saying, like, oh, this game sucks because it's fucking, like, hard or whatever. It just seems, like, unfair and, like, cheap. Again, not, like, again, after playing every other fucking Souls game, it's like, ah, these games are fucking tough or whatever, but they always seem, like, fair. Like, all right, these are the rules again. Like, fucking, all right, well, if I see this guy, all right, he has, like, this kind of attack. Okay, yeah, noted. Like, fucking, I know what I gotta do here. Like, you just kind of learn, like, patterns. And again, yeah, this is like, all right, well, I understand, like, this is his weapon, this is how he uses it, and it's like, fucking, like, oh, no, it fucking reaches, like, a fucking mile for some reason now. yeah, again, just Bloodborne just seems fucking unfair and cheap, or you get, like, hunters that use their guns a lot, you know? It's like, you know, I barely use the fucking gun at all. It's supposed to be like, oh, it's kind of like a shield, but you know, you gotta, like, fucking have, like, a shorter weapon yourself, and you gotta, like, time shit right, and it's, like, fucking, oh, you can parry, and it's, like, fucking, I tried doing that a few times, like, in the other Souls games, you have a shield, and it's, like, hey, you can block, or you can just, like, you know, if you time it right, somebody takes a swing at you, and you fucking, pretty much, you know, instead of, like, holding up the shield, you hit the, you know, L2 or whatever, at just the right second, you'll parry, and, like, it just stuns him for a second, you can go in and, like, you know, do a fucking critical hit or whatever, and, like, you know, as I'm playing Bloodborne, I'm like, all right, well, whatever, I didn't really try that before, maybe I'll try it this time, it'll be fun or whatever. I tried doing, you know, if I get stuck in a boss, I'm like, all right, well, let's try fucking parrying or whatever. I tried, you know, trying doing it on, like, regular enemies, and, like, you know, again, the trade-off is, like, oh, you know, you get a gun in one hand, you get the fucking, a shorter weapon in the other, or you can have, like, a, you know, a big two-handed weapon. So I was running around with the two-handed weapon, as, you know, again, I'm kind of doing with fucking Souls, but I'm like, all right, this time, let's see, you know, people say, like, oh, well, who's gonna learn to parry, and blah, 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 so I'm like, fucking, like, all right, I'll try parrying. I tried parrying, you know, parried a fucking a boss a couple times. It's like fucking, then like the damage you do, fucking, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, you're sacrificing all this reach to have the gun to parry and a shorter weapon, and you fucking, I'm like, all right, so I parry him, I fucking go in, I'm like, all right, cool, so what's this gonna do, like a quarter of the guy's fucking health now that I parried him? It's like, nah, just fucking, not a hell of a lot, like pretty much like a normal hit, it seemed like, maybe a little bit more. I'm like, oh, this isn't fucking worth it, so I'm just fucking like, to go back to my fucking two-handed, my giant fucking axe, and that was it. Yeah, but, you know, you're facing these fucking, you know, you're facing the fucking, the hunter guys, the enemy hunters that are fucking, you know, decked out like you. And, you know, you got the ones that use their fucking, you know, they have guns, and it's fucking, you know, they'll fucking, you know, they'll fucking use their guns like a shit ton, you know what I mean? They'll just fucking, like, continually fucking, like, fire at you. And it just seems like they have, like, unlimited fucking ammo, and they'll sit there all fucking day, and they'll just fucking sit there and, like, take shots at you. You know, you have a limited amount. Like, you know, you have, like, fucking, like, 20 or whatever. You can up that a little bit, or you can sacrifice some of your health and get, like, fucking, you know, a few more or whatever. But it just seems like they'll just sit there and just fucking out fire all day. So I tried, I'm like, all right, well, let's wait till they're out of ammo. Then I'll fucking go in and fucking, you know, I'm dodging and shit. And I'm like, oh, no, they're just going to sit here and just keep fucking spraying, you know? And, a lot of me was like, all right, well, I'll try to get close to him and fucking, you know what I mean? I'll just sit there and spray and just fucking, if you get caught at the right time, then you get fucking parried and fuck, you know what I mean? Because they're just like constantly just shooting. It's just like, this just seems fucking cheap and bullshit. Again, Dark Souls is fucking supposed to be like, oh, it's hard, but it's fair. Like, this is just fucking like that. These guys just kind of playing by their own fucking rules and kind of bullshit. But anyway, the fucking I finally get to the DLC, the Old Hunters DLC. I'll say this, it's fucking great. Easily the best part of the game. Which is, almost a problem in a way, because it doesn't feel like fucking DLC really. It seems like it's like the last third of the game that just got cut or something. Like, I have no clue if like that's what happened. You know what I mean? I don't know. If, I don't, again, I don't know if fucking after I played it once, I'm like, ah, this game's dumb. I fucking just didn't really follow it, and I don't know what really happened, but it seems like it fucking feels like it. Like fucking, oh, this is like the third chapter. They just like cut it out of the game. And now they're selling it for $20. Later on. No clue again if that's what really happened or what, but that's what it seems like to me. But yeah, I mean, just the fucking the regular fucking vanilla game that I played fucking just feels fucking way too short. There's not enough variety in the environments, and it starts to get like interesting. And it gets fucking like it's starting to get like weird and fucking Lovecrafty. And then it just fucking like ends like right there. Doesn't really fucking follow up on it. Then the DLC goes fucking like, pretty much like full fucking Lovecraft. It starts out like in a rundown version of the main church from the normal game, kind of like your main hub. It's like, oh, it's kind of run down again. I was thinking like, oh, it's just gonna be more of the same shit. A little bit different. It starts out that way. You're like, oh, just fucking they added and just fucking overrun fucking with like giant trees and shit. Like fucking just looks like it's a ruin or something. The only thing is like fucking, the regular enemies are much harder, and there's some hunters, as normal enemies rather than fucking like whatever, like dumb little whatever the fuck they are, little fucking werewolf guys. They'll be like fucking like hunters there. And they're a pain in the ass to fight, as most of the hunters are. But as you go on in the DLC, as you move further, it just it gets cooler. There's a river of blood flowing down there. Pretty cool. There's a giant church with a huge fucking spiral staircase in the center, and fucking these weird fucking deformed NPC characters you can talk to. There's just weird shit. Again, very fucking Lovecraft, very fucking body horror shit. Just fucking, fucking people getting fucking experimented on and shit, and just like weird, just fucking fleshy things that are like talking and fucking like, fucking one fucking NPC is like, I need brain fluid, and you get fucking brain fluid by just like killing like other random fucking NPCs that won't hurt you, and they're just kind of like fucking like crying and shit. It's just weird shit. Yeah, I mean, fucking. Yeah, it was just, again, as far as like this, finally getting to this shit, it's like, it's just all sorts of fucked up looking shit, and just fucked up, whole area, just the whole like church or whatever. Not really a church, more like a fucking like laboratory, I guess. Just fucking, almost like a, what the hell is it in fucking Dark Souls, like a Duke's Archives or something. Kind of like that, but it's just like a more fucked up version of that, and just fucking. Now the whole area, almost the whole area, is just like almost a puzzle with a bunch of locked doors and like levers and fucking elevators and shit, and it's pretty cool. Then after that, you get to like this infected and just like transformed fucking fishing village. Again, Lovecraft is basically Innsmouth, the horror at fucking Innsmouth or whatever. You get fucking deformed fucking monstrosities throwing fucking spears at you, fucking half fish people running around, and giant fucking slimy albino fucking things, it's just fucking, just the whole like DLC and all this shit. It's like, well, this is what the regular fucking base fucking game of Bloodborne needed. Just fucking for in order for it not to suck, you know, just fucking more like weird fucking Lovecraft shit, just different shit you get to look at rather than fucking like, oh, here's some, you know, again, it just started out like fucking Bloodborne, like, oh, here's like foggy fucking Victorian shit, and then like fucking like, you know, oh, here's more of it, and here's more of it, and then fucking, oh, it starts to get kind of weird and fucking, you know, Lovecrafty, and then just fucking like ends, it's like, well, here's the rest of it, you know what I mean? It just sucks that fucking it came out afterwards and fucking it's DLC and it fucking costs $20, but yeah, I mean, you gotta kill like a fucking an elder god at the end of the DLC, and you know, just this real fucked up creature that pops out of a giant stingray on the beach. And it's fucking hard. It really is. It's fucking like, you know, again, it's fucking a lot of Bloodborne. I'm like, ah, this is hard, but it just feels cheap and fucking shitty. But the last boss here in the DLC is fucking hard. I mean, the entire DLC is really fucking hard. It's probably some of the hardest shit in like any Souls game. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I'm saying that now after like spending like 5 hours on the fucking the Nameless King and all that in Dark Souls 3. But again, it's fucking like, oh, it's fucking, again, it's just, oh, here's some soul shit that I haven't fucking seen before, and just, you know what I mean? You know, it's up there between fucking, you know, that last DLC boss, I think it's called, like, the Orphan, or Orphan of something, or something like that, you know, Nameless King from Dark Souls 3, and it's fucking, you know, those are some fucking, that's some tough shit, and it's probably the hardest shit in the game, but get more into that in a second. I'm going to fucking take a break. And again, I'm just fucking like kind of out of it. Kind of low key. Kind of want to fucking get this done and over with so I can just, you know, have that last day of fucking vacation that, you know, that snuck up on me. So we'll see. I'm going to take a break and maybe just slip my wrist in the fucking meantime. Repressed. I don't even know if I fucking did the introduction or not. Just thinking about it, it's fucking like it even fucking. So that's how off I am. You see what I mean? Fucking no. Yeah. By the way, I'm absolute DSI. This is Grunt Free Press. You know, this is where we fucking half asleep, fucking half giving a shit. just talk about video games sometimes. I got a website, gruntfreepress.com. This is the Grunt Free Press podcast. I think this is episode 46, but I've been known to make mistakes every now and then, but we'll see. So there you go. Fucking, that's how out of it I am. I got shit that's, normally don't think about. Doesn't happen, you know? That's what happens when you fucking go a week of fucking doing fucking jack shit. Your normal functions start shutting down. You start going into, becoming some kind of Lovecraftian fucking bloodborne creature. Just fucking, just fucking flesh and bone and fucking, mental fucking faculties start fucking shutting down and, is it faculties to facilities? I never know. I don't know, whatever. But, speaking of Bloodborne, so I was saying, the fucking, Bloodborne DLC, easily the fucking best part of the fucking game. It's too bad. It's still Bloodborne. You still have to deal with the Bloodborne fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. From the fucking, the main game, too. It's just, still the same shit. You fucking, this fucking boss, saying that the last boss fucking, one of the toughest fights in the game, but it's fucking like, oh, cool, all right, at least, again, going back to, like, Nameless King, it's like, I spent fucking 5 hours fucking fighting him, but I kept fucking, it was 5 hours of, I fucking, I died, I'm fucking learning, all right, I learned a little bit here, a little bit there, and all right, I know what I gotta do, and fucking, I fucked up, like, whatever. And then it would spawn you right at the fucking, the bonfire. It's like, they fucking, I just walk fucking 5 feet and I'm fucking, back into it and fucking let's go, If I want to fucking take a breather, I can fucking just sit there and, give me a second. All right, let's go. And you fucking just go back in and fucking fight again. And I don't have a fucking problem doing that for fucking 5 hours, but, Bloodborne, it's like, I fucked up, I get close, but I died. And all right, let's get back in there and, I'm out of fucking blood vials, so. Guess what? Now I gotta fucking go back to the fucking Hunter's Dream and then fucking go back to the fucking Great Bridge for an hour and, grind these fucking easy enemies and fucking stock up on vials so maybe it'll last me fucking next time. Then I'm fucking, in that fucking period, it's like, now I'm losing all my fucking rhythm. This is fucking gay. Now I'm in this rhythm of fucking mindless. Like, what's the complete easiest way just to fucking murder these fucking 20 dudes so I can get, like, maybe 10 blood vials and fucking warp back and then warp back in again and, just fucking, it's just such a needless fucking pain in the ass. I don't understand why it's in there. Although I did finally figure out what the fuck is up with, so when I first started playing it, I was like, fucking, first time I died, I was like, great, now I gotta go fucking grind vials. And it's like, my fucking, it filled up on its own. I'm like, cool, maybe they patched it, maybe they fixed it, like, whatever. That's something they should have fucking fixed, but, I finally figured out what the fuck is up with that. Why sometimes you'd fucking, spawn back in with your vials full, and then other times you wouldn't. I finally figured that out. What happens is they stack in your storage, but, you have like a storage box in the main hub, and if you're full, if you carry like whatever, like 20, or you can amp that up a little bit to like 22 or 25, or whatever your max is. Like once you're full, on hand, like it goes into the storage locker, which I'm pretty sure is like unlimited, so you can sit there and fucking grind for the rest of your life if you want, I guess, and fucking maybe not worry about vials, but that's fucking so boring. So if you die, they just go from your storage into fucking your inventory, like your personal inventory. If you're out of them completely, like out of them from your fucking storage and all that shit, just guess what? You gotta fucking grind up, I don't know why. Like, who the fuck thought that was a good idea? I mean, they already figured that shit out in, like, Dark Souls 1. I mean, why'd they fuck it up here? Like, I don't get it. And then they also have that fucking dumb, like, regain system, whatever the fuck they call it, where, like, if you take damage, you can, get some of that back if you do damage, like, you know, quick enough, like, you know, whatever, you get a hit that fucking takes off half your life, and it'll just be like, it won't be like permanently gone. It'll be like a fucking, like, oh, it's like whatever. Instead of like red, it'll be like orange. You know what I mean? You can get that orange fucking bar back. If you do fucking damage quick enough, it'll fucking, you know, you'll get it back. If you do damage to an enemy, you know, I just think it's dumb. It's fucking like that's just like pointless almost. I mean, if you get hit and what, you're supposed to like, oh, I'm going to fucking just slam fucking attack, whatever, because I get hit and just fucking hope, you know, go on offensive rather than like get the fuck out of there and, you know what I mean, and heal up. Like, I don't know, I'm just fucking almost guaranteed to fucking die every time you try to do that, you know, or I do anyway. It's just fucking like, you know, again, this is my second time playing through, so obviously I fucking did it once, and I did it, you know, twice, whatever, you know what I mean. It's fucking, it's also, this thing is dumb. Like, I don't see the point of that. Just fucking like, oh, I'm hurt, I'm gonna fucking, what, roll into the fucking getting fucked up and, like, you know, hope that I'm not fucking getting, you know, stun locked and shit, which you usually are, and try to fucking get that health back. Or no, I'm gonna fucking try to get the fuck out of there and heal up and try to go in again. And, you know, again, I think it's fucking dumb system. Don't see the point of it, you know, again, especially the enemies fucking stunlock the fuck out of you. It's, that is a fucking pet peeve of mine, just, you know, just you being locked in a fucking combo, you just can't get out of it. And, Bloodborne is almost fucking constant. I mean, you never get fucking hit, like, once. It's not like, again, like Dark Souls, like, oh, fuck, here's a big attack, and oh, fuck, I didn't get out of the way, and now I'm dead, you know? Bloodborne is like fucking like, I get hit once and now I'm in this fucking stupid fucking combo. Or, and only that, there'll be a bunch of fucking like shit enemies and they just fucking just like flail. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? And again, the whole thing where it's like, you can't really tell like how far attacks are going to go. And it's just like, oh, all of a sudden it's like, I should be safe and fucking, oh no, this fucking, I'm stun locked now. This fucking, it's just like flailing. Like, there's nothing you can do about, nothing you can do about it. It's not fun. Exactly. Yeah. You know, yeah, fucking fourth Souls game in a row. I'm playing, and this is the only one where fucking, you know, when I die, I'm like, dude, that's fucking bullshit. Like, complete bull. Like, again, like Dark Souls is like, oh, I fucked up. Oh, I'll learn from that. Like, you know what I mean? I'll learn a fucking that attack combo. Oh, I know this guy's here. I know, like, what to do. Like, fucking, all right, well, be careful here and blah, blah, blah. Like, Bloodborne's like, fucking, I do the same thing fucking a million times. And, like, oh, this time this guy's just going to fucking just flail around like a fucking, you know, flop around like a fucking fish. And it's just going to fucking, like, you know, immediately just fucking stunlock me and fucking, and then, like, two other enemies are gonna fucking do the same shit, and, like, ah, cool, I'm just fucking, like, whatever, dead for no reason. It just feels fucking bullshit cheap. And, you know, and that goes, like, both ways, too. It's just, like, a lot of the bosses do that same, like, bullshit, just fucking flail around, like, fucking, you know, a lot of their attacks are, like, almost, like, full, like, 360 degrees, so it's not, like, fucking, like, oh, again, like, Dark Souls, like, yeah, it might be kind of, easy. A lot of the bosses, like, it's fucking, I just get up behind them and, fuck, you know, I try to stay behind them. It's, like, fucking, it's, like, yeah, cool that the fucking Bloodborne's, like, fucking, oh, you don't want to just keep doing that, but fucking, they're like, solution rather than that is fucking, like, well, they're all just gonna, like, flail around, and they're fucking, their attacks are gonna, like, reach, like, almost completely behind them, so it's fucking, like, oh, it's, like, cool, I got behind this guy, and, oh, he's just gonna fucking do some attack that's, like, you know what I mean, completely fucking, just no way to fucking get to him, you know, it's fucking completely fucking, doesn't look like it'll hit you, but it's gonna, it's a lot of fucking Bloodborne, a lot of bullshit, yeah, there always seems to be a lot of random shit, just random if you do good, or if you get caught up in fucking, you know, basically a one-hit kill, but it's like fucking like, ah, some fucking some shit, and like fucking I should be able to get out of this. Oh wait, no, now I'm stunlocked, and fucking a million hits are coming out of nowhere, and now I'm dead. Again, it's like the other way around. That is like fucking like, you know, sometimes it's like fucking, you know, it's like, oh, I swear, you know, you stun them. It's like, oh, cool. I found, like, all right, here's a weakness. If I just do this at this time, I'll fucking, you know, I stun them, then I can get them in a combo. And then, like, then you do the same shit, and it's like, oh, no, there's eight right through it. Now they're flailing at you. It just feels like fucking, just like button mashy, you know? And again, I'm sure there's, like, fucking, like, some, like, I don't know, Bloodborne fucking, like, pro faggots are like, oh, well, no, technically you just gotta do this, and you just gotta know the frame data, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, fucking, well, cool, I'm trying to fucking play this goddamn game. And again, it's not very long, it's really short. And then the main game's fucking really short. Even the DLC took, you know, a day, maybe, a day or two of actually playing, but... Excuse me. yeah. Yeah. It's water. That's what happens when I drink water. It doesn't agree with me. Anything healthy, just fucking... my body is trying to reject it, like, completely. Just, oh, get the fuck... What the hell is that? Yeah, Bloodborne. Yeah, button mashy. Not a fan. Again, fucking welcome to Grunt Free Press. We don't edit anything out. Just fucking look at the clock, watch it tick down to an hour, and get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I mean, you say it's fucking, oh, well, it's Bloodborne, it's a fucking different game. You can say that shit all you want. yeah. Yeah, if the thing is, if they're trying to make, like, a straight-up, like, action game, you know, I don't think, you know what I mean, if they're, like, fucking, like, ah, we want to, like, distance ourselves from fucking, like, Souls, like, the RPG thing, just do, like, straight action, I don't think they went far enough with it, you know, it's still basically, you know, Souls combat, just, you know, there's just not enough variety there, and what's there is pretty fucking janky and shitty, and, yeah, Bloodborne in a fucking nutshell, kind of janky, again, not a good game in the fucking regular version. You know, if I reviewed it or whatever when I played it in my, you know, my first playthrough, when I had, like, ridiculous fucking loading times and you know, this crazy fucking choppy frame rates and shit, I'd say, you know, it's a piece of shit and fucking don't play it, and I still stand by that. Second time through, and you know, don't get me wrong, I mean, the frame rate's still pretty choppy and shitty, and you know, still having you grind for fucking blood vials. It's still fucking bullshit, but the DLC is fucking great. And it's like the missing third act of the game, and you know, as a complete package, it's you know, worth playing now, I'd say, with the DLC and all that. And surprisingly, you know, it still has a lot of fucking flaws. It's still I'd still say it's fucking easily the fucking worst Souls game in the fuck, you know what I mean? But at least now it's like, yeah, it's okay, you know what I mean? It's okay with all that shit. It's some borderline bullshit, but there's some good ideas there. So yeah, I mean, that's fucking Souls, the Souls series, including Bloodborne, except for Dark Souls 2, which again, it's one of those deals, it's like, fucking, I played it the first time I played it, I didn't like it. But again, I do have the fucking Scholars of the First Sin Edition, whatever the fuck, on PC, and that's got, like, the DLC, which I never played, and I guess some other shit in there is, changed, so I don't know, I'll find eventually, you know, I gotta complete the cycle. And again, fucking week of vacation, it's like, oh, all I have to do is fucking, you know, if I just write a fucking review of, Doom and fucking Bloodborne, and I'll be all set. I'll be all caught up on everything, all my back shit all caught up, and, yeah, no, I didn't do that. Wrote one for fucking Demon Souls. That's about as fucking far as I went. Yeah, so, I mean, fucking Dark Souls 2, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, if you're sick of hearing me talk about the Souls game, I mean, it's, I almost got it out of my system, I think. Almost time to move on. I mean, it's, you know, if I want to really go nuts, I mean, I did buy fucking Salt and Sanctuary, and there's fucking the Kingsfields games, I mean, sure, but, no, it's fucking time for a change of pace, I guess. I mean, thus ending the Age of Darkness, for now, anyway. Because on the complete fucking, opposite end of that dark fucking fantasy single-player fucking spectrum, get, So let's talk about Overwatch and still coughing up water. I know I've said before, I'm like, I heard about that, and I'm like, fucking, well, that is, Overwatch looks fucking gay, you know, it looks fucking gay as shit, and, and don't get me wrong, it is kind of gay, but, coming off my vacation, pretty much all I've done is fucking just play Overwatch, and, just because it happened to release, like, right at that time, just seemed like an ideal thing. Just fucking, you know, jump on it when it's new, dig in. You know, I have the time. I have fucking no worries about anything. Fucking, and I started reading some fucking reviews for it too, where I was just like, fucking, ah, this looks kind of crappy, like, whatever. But, some of the reviews are fucking, like, crazy, good. Most of them, honestly. Now, I've seen some fucking, you know, perfect tens, fucking, you know, high nines, and, you know, a lot of, like, fucking, oh, this just redefines the shooter, and fucking, oh, you know, Blizzard does it again, fucking that type of shit, and, you know, again, I fucking try to take that shit with a grain of salt, but, I read all that, and I thought, like, alright, we'll see, we'll just see. I mean, again, I have the fucking time, I'm like, whatever, really nothing else to play, just fucking finish my fucking Bloodborne, like, something for a change of pace. We'll see. Professional curiosity, I guess. I'll say this. It is a good game. I got it on PC. I'm playing with a fucking controller. So, as usual, fucking right off the bat, I'm kind of handicapping myself. But, I mean, there's nothing new. Nothing new for me. I mean, I'm not trying to be fucking MLG. So, whatevs. What the game is, I mean, it's pretty fucking standard online shooter. Differentiating fucking factor is that, you know, you get a bunch of classes you can pick from. Each of them have a few unique abilities. You get, big tank characters that have more hit points and can use shields and shit, or, little dwarf guys that build turrets, or fucking, a sniper has, like, a grappling hook and, like, you know, poison fucking trap mine and all that shit, and, that sort of shit. I mean, it's not, like, 20 characters, maybe, something like that. Quite a few of them. And again, they all just have, like, you know, a few different, you know, their own gun and a few different abilities they can use. Six on six, you get, you know, six people on each team, and all the games are objective based. A central point, just what you call it, like a hill, almost a king of the hill or something like that. There'll be a neutral center one that both teams are trying to get and hold, hold it for enough time, or either that or one. The other type is one, you know, one team's defending, the other one's attacking. In those games, see, they're like, all right, defend or attack 2 points, or defend one, and then, like, the second one's like a moving one that you gotta be on to, like, fucking move it, you know. Fairly simple. I mean, that's literally it as far as the game types go. I mean, there's no team deathmatch, no capture the flag, nothing unique, just capture and or hold the objective points. I mean, that's it. Because the classes are so different, you know, certain characters are better at attacking or defending, you know. You've seen people get, like, creative with it, but... If you're defending, you probably want, like, one of the guys who can build turrets, or, you know, someone who can build, like, a teleporter, so when your teammates die, they can get right back up, you know, back right at the point. Or, yeah, you see people get creative with different combinations, like, oh, I'm attacking, but I'll fucking get a teleporter anyway, so you can fucking get right at the spot. You see people fuck around with, you know, different combinations of characters, but for the most part, you usually want a mix. I mean, you want, like, you know, standard, like, tank, healer, DPS, like, that type of shit. Yeah, then you want like a sniper and some straight fucking shooters and, you know, healer or some shit, support classes. Oh, yes, again, it's almost like an MMO or something, like an MMORPG, or you just want, you want to have your fucking bases covered. The game lets you know what your team's lacking. Like, it'll say something like on the side, like, oh, no tank, you have no support classes, like low damage, shit like that, like whatever. And this is where the problem with fucking playing with random people, and, you know, this is where the fucking I hate people fucking mentality starts up. You know, I'm playing with random people because, you know, whatever, I have no friends, obviously, but, you know, also because I hate everybody. You know, I have fucking, like, whatever, one person or whatever, so I'm like fucking its own, like, whatever the fuck the Blizzard system, account system is, Battle.net or whatever. I never play on there. I don't have any fucking friends on there. And fucking, like, one guy sends me, like, an invite. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude, and fucking friend invite. And then it's like every time I'm on, like, oh, invite, join. I'm like, no, I don't know who the fuck you are, really. Just fucking, like, whatever. You're just on my list, and I don't know. You're probably, like, 10, like, whatever. So it's just like, you know, again, you get into a game, no one's picked a class yet, and I'm just like, I'm thinking like, oh, cool, I get to pick whatever I want, nobody's picked yet, so it's like, all right, we're attacking, like, all right, I'll just fucking play it safe, I'll be fucking Soldier 76, pretty much just like a straight, you know, straight damage dealer. You pretty much just play as, like, the most vanilla fucking character in there. You're basically playing, like, Call of Duty, you know, automatic rifle, underbarrel fucking grenade launcher, and fucking, throw down a fucking healing pad, like, just put it all around, just whatever. So, Garrett, all right, comfortable with him? All right, let's just do him this time. And then, like, fucking, like, you know, 10 seconds later, the fucking game's gonna start, and fucking, like, somebody picks the same fucking character, and then, like, fucking, you know, then two other people pick, like, fucking other just straight fucking, you know, DPS characters, and it's, you know, again, I'll be like, the game will say, like, on the right, fucking huge fucking letters in, like, a red box, like, hey, you know, there's no fucking tank, there's no healer, there's no sniper, you know, too much fucking, like, you know, DPS or whatever, like, same shit, and, like, fucking, does everyone just sit there and nobody switches? It's just, I mean, I don't know, just, you figure it's just fucking common fucking internet courtesy, I guess. I mean, you know, you pick your characters late, you fill them whatever the fuck you need to fill in, like, whatever gaps you need to be filled up. I mean, that's you. I mean, you know, if I join in late, if I'm in, like, a game in progress, whatever, I come back, like, before a game starts, it's, like, taking a leak, and it's like, oh, this is fucking, no, there's no healer, right, well, guess what, you know, I'll be the fucking healer, like, whatever, no tank, all right, fine, I'll be a fucking tank, I don't care, no sniper, right, I guess that's me. Even though, again, I'm probably the last fucking person that anybody wants to be fucking sniping, you know, because I'm using a fucking controller, you know, it's fucking, you don't want me fucking sniping, I'll tell you that. You can just tell, again, it's probably, usually for the most part, it's not a big deal, but then you see, like, fucking, like, oh, somebody's sniping, it's just, like, fucking me, I'm, like, out lining up, kind of, like, fucking slowly, and just fucking, like, more, like, fucking, you know, using my movement, like, left and right, trying to fucking line up a fucking shot, and then, like, you see, like, replays of people fucking sniping, it's like, well, they're obviously using a fucking mouse, and just fucking, like, pointing, point and click, like, where the fuck they want, like, I'm like, eh, yeah, a little bit here, and you know what I mean, you know, people will be, like, fucking, like, a turret or some shit, like, one of the characters just turns into a fucking, like, stationary turret, and you just see him, like, fucking, up, just mowing everybody down, just fucking looking around my mouse, just looking, fucking, up, blup, 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 you know, again, me, I'm like, slowly, all right, here we go, all right, let's go, fix it a little bit, you know, fucking, like, whatever, anyway, again, I just fucking, whatever, you know, I fill in what needs to be fucking filled in as far as the team goes. Everybody else, they don't seem to give a fuck, and again, you don't really need every class, you know what I mean? You don't really need a fucking sniper or need, like, a healer, but, you know, it helps a hell of a lot, especially if you're fucking playing with random people. It's like, at least everybody knows what the fuck they're doing, like, what their job is. I mean, you know, if you're a tank, you're up front, the fucking healer's healing the fucking tank, and, you know, doing, you know, boosting the damage of fucking the DPS and all that shit. But, yeah, I mean, these fucking people, it's just like, you know, everyone pick their class that says fucking no healer, and I'm just gonna be a fucking second sniper, I guess, because I'm an idiot, you know? Fucking people. I mean, like, why? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe some people, like, they only play, like, one character, like, they're that fucking boring. I mean, they just don't understand, like, fucking, you know, then you get those people you see in the fucking, in the chat, and those fucking, like, oh, you know, need heals with a Z. Somebody needs to be a healer, or somebody needs to be a fucking, like, tank, or, you know, those dipshits, and, you know, oh, we need a healer. Well, hey, guess what? How about you switch to a fucking healer, you know what I mean? It's like, I picked my shit before anybody else, and, you know, we're getting fucked up, you know, it's not my fault, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, whatever I pick, I'm doing my fucking job. And nobody wanted to be a fucking healer, well, guess what? Too bad. Funny thing is, too, it's all, you know, text chat. I mean, fucking people actually still use fucking, like, text chat. And, I mean, there is a fucking voice chat in the game, but, I mean, I just fucking mute that shit, of course, because I don't want to fucking hear these fucking retards. I don't think you can turn off the fucking text chat, and believe me, I've looked. I don't think you can do that, but, So you have to read these fucking tards, like, LOL, everyone be fucking Tracer, and, you know, it's like, fuck you, dude, I'm out. Like, you know, if I fucking get into a game as, like, three of the same fucking, like, characters, I'm like, alright, dude, you guys are fucking idiots, dude, I'm out. I mean, like, again, like, it might work, it's just, like, it's just dumb, like, fucking, again, you're playing with fucking random, or maybe they're not, maybe they're with the fucking buddies, I don't know, but I don't want any part of that fucking gay shit. Or you get these fucking, like, long messages, like, fucking, oh, somebody needs to tank, it's fucking, you know, somebody switched to a tank, and blah, 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 why is nobody switching to a tank, why is no one pushing, and blah, blah, blah. It's just kind of like, well, what the fuck are you doing? You're just standing there fucking typing all that shit out instead of playing the fucking game, you fuck, you know? Or you get all, like, the, you know, after every game, the, oh, GG, GG, and fucking, you know. Most of them aren't fucking good games. It's usually a fucking blowout one way or the other. I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm using a controller, and I want to tell everybody just to go fuck themselves and shut up, you fucking idiots. But, you know, I can't be bothered reaching for the keyboard. Plus, I have a feeling I'd probably, like, be, like, immediately banned, because, you know, I get a feeling it's mostly fucking 12-year-olds in there, and they'll probably fucking all report me because they're a bunch of faggots. But anyway, I like the game. I mean, I'm surprised how much I liked it. But I mean, going back to the reviews I've been reading, it's like, is it a 10? And it's like, again, I don't score my reviews with numbers, obviously, and I'm kind of hesitant to even, like, comment about that because you know, those scales get really fucked up. It's just one of the main reasons I'm like, I don't want to fucking do, like, a numbered fucking review system. But I mean. One second. Oh, the fuck. Yeah, I mean, like a. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. Don't. Hesitant to fucking, like, comment about it, but I mean, to me, if you're calling something, it's like, oh, this is a 10 out of 10, I mean, I think that's supposed to be, like. Should be, like, revolutionary. Like, everyone has to play this shit. Like, again, if it's a fucking, like, shooter, and you're not fucking used to playing shooters, you should fucking play this. Like, this is the best shooter around, and. You know, almost flawless. I mean, nothing like it. I mean, and then Overwatch, yeah, it's not even close to that. I mean, again, I like it. I spent almost a whole fucking week doing nothing but playing fucking Overwatch, and, I mean, come on. I mean, it's fucking, it's addicting, sure, and, you know, it's fun to fucking trying to learn all the classes and all that shit, and fucking, like, combo your fucking ultimates and all that shit, and, like, yeah, I mean, but again, it's addicting and fucking, like, good aren't like one the same, you know what I mean? I can, like, tell, like, fucking, wow, this is just kind of, like, just meant to have you just keep playing it, because fucking all these fucking, like, loot crates and blah, 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 and all this shit, and, like, you know, unlock these fucking dumb skins and all that shit. It's fucking, like, well, that's just, like, you know what I mean? It's not, like, good, you know what I mean? As far as, like, the core content go, I mean, at the core, it's just kind of another online shooter, and, I mean, I really like online shooters, but I wouldn't even say it's a great online shooter, you know? I mean, they basically took what would be fucking, like, pickups or, like, loadouts or whatever in other games and just divided up into, you know, different classes, so. You know, it's like fucking, like, oh, his Halo's fucking bubble shield, his Halo's fucking gravity hammer, or Doom's fucking teleport grenades, and, you know, rocket launcher, sniper rail. It's all pretty standard shit. It's not like fucking, like, nothing I've seen and been like, oh, wow, I've never seen that before. I mean, like, oh, that's so, like, Overwatch, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like that. It's just kind of like, I've done this before, but now I can do it, and other people who aren't this character can't, you know what I mean? They can't, like, pick the shit up off the map or, like, whatever, or, like, make their own loadout, you know? The characters have fucking personalities to them, I guess, but I mean, like, so what? It's a fucking online first-person shooter. I mean, who the fuck cares? Some of the characters are, you know, super gay and fucking obnoxious, too. I mean, there's only, you only get one mode to choose from. Cycles the two or three different objective modes, and, that's all there is to the game, really. Really don't think it's, as strong a game as, like, a fucking, you know, Rainbow Six Siege or Titanfall or fucking Halo 5. Even, like, Doom's multiplayer, I think, is fucking, like, I played that. I'm like, God, it's fucking has its own, like, feel. It's kind of unique. Again, the reviews, just, like, what the fuck? I mean, why is this game getting fucking perfect scores and shit? Because it's Blizzard? I mean, because it's for, all ages or whatever? It's fucking cartoony? I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. And again, I like it a lot. And I keep playing it, and I'll keep playing it because it's fun. But I just don't get what the fuck's going on with, like, this circle jerk. Like, fucking, like, oh my God, fucking Overwatch is fucking, like, oh, this is it. Like, fucking, like, what, dude? Like, again, it's fucking... I like fucking online shooters and shit, but it's just like fucking like, yeah, it's cool, but I don't know. It's got all the same shit here that people would, you know, they'd be tearing like any other game apart over, and I, not me in particular, but I mean, I've heard everybody bitch about, online only games, you know, where's the campaign fucking now? These microtransactions and games with not enough content, and it's fucking like Overwatch is all that shit, and some cases it's fucking much fucking worse than other games people were shitting on, you know. That's fucking like worst cases. I remember when Halo 5 came out, and everyone was fucking bitching about the rec cards, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, you get these card packs with randomized shit in it. You know, you have armor pieces, like, whatever. And everyone was crying about, oh, I can't pick what armor I want and blah, blah, blah. And, you know what I mean? I can't just customize my own. And then, like, Overwatch is fucking way fucking worse about that. I mean, again, they give you these fucking loot crates or fucking loot boxes or whatever, but you only get them when you fucking level up. So it's one of those deals, it's like, oh, you know, first 10 levels, like, yeah, no problem, you know, a few games, you'll get one, you know, not too bad, but then fucking as you go up, it takes fucking, like, hours of playing to get, like, anything at all, you know, not only is the fucking, you know, you're getting cosmetic shit, you know, of a bunch of it, but it's also split between, like, fucking whatever, the 20 or so characters or whatever, so, you know, they all have, like, dumb shit, like, fucking, you know, whatever, like a dozen fucking sprays, like spray paint to unlock, and there's fucking dozens of them for each of these fucking characters, who gives a fuck about that, or, you know, a dozen fucking poses or fucking emotes or shit, just shit that you really don't give a shit about, only if it's like fucking like, oh, I want something specific, well, guess what, you get all that shit times fucking like 20 to fucking deal with, so the chances of getting anything you want or fucking give like half a shit about, it's fucking almost nothing, and it's gonna take you forever to fucking even get one of those boxes, and not only that, to make it even worse, you get fucking duplicates of shit, so, you know, if you have some fucking like dumb fucking spray for some shit character you don't like, you're like, yeah, that's fucking retarded. You probably will get the same one again, and then it's like, oh, but hey, like, they give you like credits, like fucking like in-game currency to make it up to you, but they get like 5 of them. I mean, depending on like what the rarity of the fucking thing is that you got like a duplicate of, is like fucking like, but it's like, oh, he has 5, he has like 5 fucking whatever Overwatch bucks, and it's like, yeah, cool, and then it's like, fucking, what can I buy with this? And it's like, anything like decent, like a skin or something like that, costs like a fucking 1,000. You know what I mean? So it's like, dude, this is like retarded. This is like ridiculous. Like, again, not that I really care about it, but it's like fucking, this is what people like care about. They're bitching about for other fucking games. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, get a complete fucking rip off if you care about that shit. And but guess what? You can just buy, the loot boxes for real money if you want. But give it a pass this time though. Nobody mentioned that because I don't know what fucking Blizzard. You know what I mean? Fucking Blizzard fanboys. I don't know. Again, it feels like a fucking like free to play game as far as that shit goes. I mean, there's a fucking a million fucking gay things that take forever to fucking unlock anything and just it reminds me of how like the chests work in like Neverwinter or whatever. Which again, that was a free to play fucking game, so it makes sense where it's like, hey, you know what I mean? They got to make their money somehow, and this is like, hey, this is a fucking, spend money or fucking, a shitload of time trying to get this shit. I mean, Overwatch is a full price fucking game. It doesn't have like jack shit for content, and they're still fucking nickel and diamond people, And again, I don't give a shit about that, but that's the big fucking like, oh, dude, raise a stink about that for every other game. But no, it's just fucking turn a blind eye to that for fucking Overwatch because. Because I don't know. I mean, again, it's all cosmetic, so who gives a fuck? But still, I mean, again, and don't get me wrong, I fucking like the game a lot. It's basically it's a fucking somewhat new online shooter that's fucking popular, and I mean, that's really the key for fucking online games, I guess. You need a fucking player base to play with, and it's a Blizzard game, so you get all these fucking crazy fucking Blizzard fanboys out there for some reason, which I don't get. I mean, as far as Blizzard goes, I mean, I played fucking Warcraft and Starcraft, and, they're good games. I never went fucking crazy over them. I never played fucking World of Warcraft because it looked fucking gay, and, MMOs are just a fucking, like, time sink that I fucking realized, like, right off the bat. I'm like, this is just fucking, like, people just play this just to kill time, or they're fucking addicted to it. Again, it's fucking that thing where it's, like, addicting and fucking good, not the same thing. I mean, fucking whatever, like, crack's addicting, but, it's okay. I mean, you know what I mean? And not worth it, really. Not worth the time. Or people, like, cum their pants over fucking Diablo and I have no idea why. I mean, I played the first one. It was pretty new because everyone was telling me like, oh, dude, you'll love it. It's fucking amazing, great fucking RPG and blah, blah, blah. And I was into like Fallout and like Baldur's Gate at the time. And you play Diablo, it just fucking seems like so simple and just pretty much like like a nothing game in fucking comparison to that. I mean, I played, even recently playing like Diablo 3. It's like, again, it's like, oh, this is a cool game, but nothing, I don't understand why people go, like, fucking nuts over it, like, they're great, like, I don't think they're fucking great games, it's like, yeah, they're okay, I think maybe, like, the thing about, like, Blizzard games is they're, super casual, and basically they're designed to be fucking, like, addictive, so, people who don't normally play games can, like, play them for years, and, like, that's all they'll play, and that's all they care about, so they'll just do the same shit over and over, and they think they're great because, I spent like 1,000 hours in this game grinding to get a fucking like skin or something. So it must be good. And I was like fucking, those idiots who play fucking competitive games and they complain about there not being enough fucking like unlocks that change the game, Like fuck, oh, there's not enough fucking scopes to unlock or like whatever. Oh, it's fucking horrible to have that shit in fucking competitive games. I mean, again, fucking Overwatch, at least it's all fucking like, cosmetic, so I mean that's something, right? But I mean people grind for that shit just for fucking like whatever, either cosmetic or fucking like shit that actually changes the game. And there's fucking people like whatever Call of Duty is like fucking I unlock some fucking grenade launcher that other people don't have, and so they think they're good. I can see like a hardcore, in quotes, group of fucking Overwatch players just fucking grinding out all the cosmetic shit for fucking years and being like, oh, this game's good, this game, or whatever, saying it's fucking easy because, that's the point of the game, is just to fucking, to grind, to fucking get like bullshit, I don't know. But you know what Overwatch fucking reminds me of is fucking Shadowrun on fucking Xbox 360. I mean, you get the different classes, you get fucking, healers, tanks, and soldiers, and assassins, and, all objective-based modes. It's basically the same game, and, but for some reason, everyone hated fucking Shadowrun, and you get the same shit with fucking, Mercy, the character in Overwatch, can, you know, resurrect her team like Rez and fucking, you know, just like the elves in fucking Shadowrun or whatever, get that ability and get the tanky guys, the quick melee guys that can deflect bullets and, you know, same shit, only fucking Shadowrun was more unique because you could, you can mix and match fucking races and weapons and magic and all that shit. And, you know, plus it had like the body clearing mechanic and bleed and fucking heal injuries and all that shit. And it was more unique, and that was like 10 years ago, but whatever. So Overwatch, kind of like Shadowrun, but 10 years later, and people love it for some reason. And that's about it. And that's what I did on my fucking summer vacation. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Tell me about how much you love fucking Overwatch. I'm done. I gotta find that day I lost.
Eins, okay. Eins, eins, zwei, drei. Eins, zwei. Kannst du mich hören, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, wir sind in the Master Race.
Skinhead, skinhead, zieh durch die Stadt.
Skinhead, skinhead, running.